Hey, it's the Pete from thepete.com, and this is the Pete Podcast, and I'm recording this, the week of, I don't know, how do you measure weeks? Do you start with the Monday or the Sunday, or, I don't know, basically as I record this, it is in fact June 21st. So we're just on the heels or the head or the tail of the summer solstice. And I'd like to point out that I actually started long-form blogging again. I posted something on thepete.com that is a long opinion piece. Ooh, smoothie burp. Blah. You can check it out by going to thepete.com, and there's actually a new thing in the sidebar there called the featured post, and I think you should be able to see it on the mobile version of the site too. If you're on a mobile device, just scroll all the way down. But anyway, please check it out. I'm tempted to read the whole thing just because it rounds out to about a 7-minute read, at least when I read it out loud. But I can give you the gist of it. I think I'll give you the gist of it instead so I can rant about some other stuff this week. It's called The Problem with Religion. And it's not a complete tearing apart of religion as a thing. It's more of just sort of a rebuttal to the people that always want to say, yeah, but religion is just a tool, and it's, you know, it's used by, you know, bad people, and, you know, and it's really, you know, used for a lot of good things, too. And it's just like, yeah, but you don't see atheists killing a bunch of gay people in a club in Orlando. You know, you just don't. Atheists don't march into crowded... you know, areas of Israel and blow themselves up to protest an occupation. Atheists tend to not do these sorts of things. We atheists tend to be a lot more, I don't know, reasonable, because we look at evidence and go, oh, okay, is that how it is? You know, so like an atheist, I can't imagine an atheist not being on the side of the Palestinians in the whole Israelistine thing, just simply because of like look at the evidence. I mean, you know, yeah, okay, so there was that invasion back in the late 60s, or was it early 70s, I can't remember now, where Palestine tried to invade Israel or some such thing like that. I can't remember the details. It's been a long time since I've read up on it, but you know, and so I get that they, you know, Israel felt the need to repel its, you know, the invaders from its borders, but that's not all Israel did. They kept going and occupied a bunch of the land that had been given to the Palestinians in the whole creation of the Israeli state, deal. And basically, you know, they just occupied it, those lands, and started controlling everything that Palestine could do. And, you know, that was years ago, and they're basically, the Palestinian people it's basically hell on earth, essentially. They're not able to function, they don't have an economy, or at least what functioning they do are capable of, and what economy they do have is quite pitiful and sad and not really functioning on a global level. And there's no reason for that to continue. And so I don't get it. Anyway, the point is, religion teaches us all a sense that there is a pure right and a pure wrong. And then it gives us this idea that our definition of what is purely right and purely wrong is accurate, is the right one, is the right definition. It never needs revising. You know, religious people will talk about science being wrong a lot. And it's just like, well, yeah, science grows, science changes. That's what happens when you are an evidence-based, you know, system. You reevaluate. Whereas, you know, the Bible, the Quran, the Torah. These are all books that many of its believers call sacrosanct. You know, these are holy writ. You can't, this is the word of God right here. And to me, it's just like, well, no, that's impossible, because there's no proof that there even is a God. So how can you possibly tell me that God wrote this? You know, to me, it just seems like everyone's being scammed. Anyway, so check out the post. It actually goes into some very specific examples of you know, how religion can mislead people. And but it basically just sets up the idea that, you know, it's a tool that is easily used for by people to do bad things. They're right, you know. And I just feel like, well, if you don't give people the tool to do the bad thing, they won't do the bad thing. You can still go on and talk about how, you know, Jesus was a person, even though there's no physical proof that Jesus existed either, but Jesus was a person who said X, Y, Z, and that's cool, and we should listen to that and ignore everything else. The minute you call it a religion, you become a hypocrite, essentially, because no religion is without its contradictions, you know, and if you just come up with essentially a fandom, a Jesus fandom, you can say Jesus was a cool guy, we should do what Jesus said. He wasn't perfect, though, because he wasn't actually the Son of God. He was just a guy trying to say things that would help humanity progress. And, you know, so there you go. So I don't know. It just seems like once we get all organized and high and mighty, we get all high and mighty, and that is bad, because nobody's 100% right, you know. Nobody. So, yeah. So anyway, so yeah, please check that out. You can also read my posts. I'll be posting my long form blog posts on Medium as well. medium.com/@thepete. That's the at sign, the Pete, for anyone who doesn't know how Medium organizes its URLs, or structures them. And, yeah, and along the lines of the whole Orlando thing, gun control, apparently there were 4 bills that were, considered or being considered, or actually had a vote, were voted on, that's the phrase, this week we're in still. All 4 of them were voted against. All these bills were only voted on based on the filibuster from last week, 15 hours of filibustering, and it resulted in nothing. And I'm not surprised, but I am saddened and kind of semi-disgusted, because I don't know how many more people have to die. We've seen students killed, children killed, right? Now we've seen gays killed. Is this just a thing that Republicans just don't give a shit about? The NRA just doesn't care. You know, these people, the GOP couldn't care less about anybody, apparently, because they're just crazy, sick sociopaths who have no sense of what is actually right and what is actually wrong. You know, nobody's saying, let's take away all the guns. Actually, I kind of am now. I kind of feel like we are not mature enough. As I said in previous podcasts, we're not mature enough to handle our guns. We're just not. You know, do you let a little kid playing with matches play with matches? No, you don't. You know, but it isn't his right. Isn't a child's, you know, doesn't a child have a right to make sure that he is warm? it's just such a dumb argument when you pull out the camera wide enough. You get a wide enough shot of everything. It's just ridiculous. So it's just sad, and I am disappointed in Republicans and Democrats, because the Democrats are just as responsible for not raising a big stink about this and not pointing fingers and calling names and being childish and petty just as much as the Republicans are. Because for the Republicans, it works, but for the Democrats, they just don't bother. The Democrats are just flaccid. It's sad. But we're almost done here on the Pete Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Please check out my long-form blogs. I actually have a longer, shorter long-form blog as well, on thepete.com, that involves my, comic Ballpoint Adventures. I talk about how, I've been, you know, drawing about gun control for a long time. Anyway, this has been The Pete for The Pete Podcast from thepete.com. Thank you very much for listening. The Pete signing off.